Welcome. Let us begin as we begin all prayer, by reminding ourselves that we are in the holy presence of our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I pray that you unlock my heart, that I might be fully alive to my true identity in you. Give me clear revelation to see myself the way you see me. Help me to stand in your truth, to relish in your love, and to open my heart with faith, hope, and love. Amen. I am thrilled that you are joining the Jesuit Post for this Lenten retreat, Who Do You Say That I Am? This retreat follows the first week of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And I would like to begin with a story. Now, I'm about to get a little personal, showing a little vulnerability, so toss a little prayer up for courage as I share this moment of my life with you. Some history that makes me me is that I do not know my biological father. Now, I do have a father, a strong and wonderful and loving man that I call Dad. But before he was my dad, I called him Manuel. I lived with my grandparents and my mother for a good portion of my young life. And through my grandparents' church connections, my mom and my dad met. And that's a whole other kind of story to tell. So my mom and dad met and started to date, and 7-year-old me was very confused. I'm an only child. I was used to the attention my mom would give me. I never had to share attention with anyone. I did not know how to process this new person in my mom's life. Afraid to talk to my mom directly about what I was feeling, I went to my grandma and shared with her my confusion, a memory quite alive in my mind, me sitting on my grandmother's lap, tears in my 7-year-old eyes, not sure what to say or even how to say it, but I knew I had feelings. I don't remember what I said, but I do remember my grandma and I together went to my mom, and together my grandma and I shared the feelings I was experiencing. The result was better communication between my mom and I about what was happening with this new person in her life. It was a very tender and transforming moment. To be a child of my mother means to ask something of her, even if I needed help asking. My grandmother would accompany me to my mother, and together we would share the thing I needed to say. To be a child of my mother means that she would listen, recognizing my grandmother and I were approaching her out of love to share something that would only deepen the love that was already present. Ignatius encourages this same kind of conversation. In the spiritual exercises, Ignatius invites us to what he calls a colloquy, or a dialogue, with Mary, our mother, Jesus, her Son, and God, our Creator. This is a special kind of prayer, a very intentional kind of prayer, to ask Mary, Jesus, and God to help us untangle ourselves from sin and struggle as we are facing this in our world. Karen Keene from the Redwood Center for Spiritual Care and Education offers this guide for our prayer, which will be our prayer for this week. Remember, as we move into this prayer, think of yourself, imagine yourself as a child, that you are asking for assistance, the same kind of assistance I asked my grandmother all those years ago. In the colloquy, we are approaching Mary, our mother, to accompany us as we approach her son, Jesus, and then we approach God with Mary and Jesus at our side. Sometimes as we confront the shadow sides of ourselves, it can be daunting, unnerving, maybe even a little scary, to admit out loud the parts of ourselves we want to hide or to ignore or feel shameful for even possessing, much less admitting. So we go to Mary to walk with us. As we go to Jesus, who we ask to walk with us, as we go to God, and together we confront the shadow with the light of our Mother, Jesus, and God. From Karen Keene, ultimately a colloquy is a conversation, a kind of conversation I would have with a friend or someone I love and trust. So feel free to put these prayers in your own words. Allow these prayers that are given to be a guide, to help you find your own prayer in your own words, to make this prayer experience more personal if that feels right for you. And so we begin the triple colloquy. The first colloquy, Mary, our Mother. We pray, O Blessed Mary, please open my eyes so I can recognize sin clearly. Give me the ability to see and feel the harm caused by it. Fill me with a willingness to change anything that needs to change. Increase my discernment so that I experience a deeper and deeper understanding of my sin and sinfulness. The second colloquy, Jesus. And we pray, Jesus, I come to you with Mary, our mother, by my side. Please open my eyes so I can recognize sin clearly. Give me the ability to see and feel the harm caused by it. Fill me with a willingness to change anything that needs to change. Increase my discernment so that I may experience a deeper and deeper understanding of my sin and sinfulness. Now we take a moment and pray the Anima Christi. The Anima Christi is a beautiful prayer to help us give thanks to Christ for his passion, death, and resurrection. This prayer also asks Jesus for the grace to stay close to him and for his protection against all evil. And we also ask Jesus in this prayer to call us to be with him for all eternity. And as we prepare our colloquy to go to God, this prayer, the Anima Christi, gives us strength and hope and reminds us of God's faith and love in us and us in God. And so we pray. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Permit me not to be separated from you. From the wicked foe, defend me. At the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to you, that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen. The third colloquy, God. O my God, I come to you with Mary, our mother, at one side and Christ Jesus on the other. Please open my eyes so I can recognize sin clearly. Give me the ability to see and feel the harm caused by it. Fill me with a willingness to change anything that needs to change. Increase my discernment so that I experience a deeper and deeper understanding of my sin and sinfulness. At the end of this prayer, pause to listen and see if God impresses upon you anything as a result of this prayer. Then, end this prayer with the Our Father. As you pray, if you find it helpful, listen to Sabet Mater by Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, or Kyrie Eleison by monks of the Abbey of Notre Dame. And as always, all reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. With that, let us pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.